This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia, and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Try Mr. Hero's new bacon and chicken waffle doodle, made with authentic Belgian waffles flown in from Belgium every morning. Breaded chicken, bacon, and so much more. Available in-store and online. And then it says, congratulations from Mr. Hero on Sports Radio 92.3
The Fan.
Except nobody's won
yet. You might not win either.
Oh, we've had some stalemates.
Yeah, we've gone to just the next 2 weeks. Are we ready for 2 Second Trivia? We are.
Oh, I think we are.
Away we go. We first welcome in Mike and Kent, home of the Rough Riders. Ride or die, hello. Mike.
Ride or die, baby.
Mike, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tone, dig it away.
All right, name the interim manager of the White Sox that's being considered for the full-time job.
Let's go to Ryan in Cleveland, home of the John Marshall Lawyers. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
You're doing wonderful. Lima, take it away.
Who leads the Guardians this year in walks? Who did he get in there at the end? Did he try somebody?
You were late, and he said a name that was wrong.
Oh. Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Let's go to John in Athens, home of the Bulldogs. John, good morning.
John.
Athens Bobcats, actually.
What? They're the Bobcats? I thought they were Bulldogs.
No, Athens, Ohio there, Ken.
Wait a damn minute. Tone, take it away.
Right next to the Plains, huh? Outside of Patrick Mahomes, can you name a quarterback of a 3-0 NFL football team?
Josh Allen.
Yes! Here we go!
It says Bulldogs. It says the Plains, Ohio. Athens High School Bulldogs.
Athens Ohio University, Ken.
What he's talking about?
No. I do high school teams. I don't do college. Now I hope you lose.
Come on. You ready?
John's in the barn. He's going to ask him a really easy one, and he's going to win the Mr. Hero.
Who leads the majors in home runs this year from the cleanup spot in all of baseball?
Jesus, Lima.
That's a promo for 2 Second Trivia, Mitch. I was excited about that question. I've got all the players.
Pronounced Jesus Lima.
I've got all the players who lead home runs from the different spots in the lineup. There are 9 of them.
And we will do our all-star team in the next segment.
Adam and Willoughby, home of the Rebels. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Lima, take it away.
Which quarterback do we play in 2 weeks that lit up the Bengals on Monday Night Football?
Jaden Daniels.
Yes. Boy, we have a savvy NFL audience, Kenny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam is in the barn. Your chance to eat some Roman burgers. Here we go. Are you ready, Adam?
Let's do it.
Lima, take it away.
What is the topic of conversation that Ken and Owen have every single day, sometimes five times a day, that I personally don't want to hear anymore?
Pee-wee football.
I think we give it to him.
Give it to him. Yep,
I think we gotta give it to him.
We call it youth football.
It is youth football, but I think it counts.
You call it something else, we can't call it anymore. Mm-mm. It was on the programs, too, back in the day.
Kenny, did you know that Josh Naylor, from the cleanup spot...
You're going to put Adam on a...
Has the most home runs.
Yeah, put Adam on hold. Adam, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm going to put him on hold.
Chicken, bacon, waffle, dude.
Flown in daily from Belgium, those waffles. Congratulations from Mr. Hero on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Tone, what were you saying?
That he has 31 home runs, and that leads all of Major League Baseball. That seems low for the cleanup spot from how we used to think about baseball. Cleanup spot used to be the big bopper.
Aaron Judge bats third.
Yeah.
So I thought for sure they were going to say Aaron Judge.
Shohei leads off.
Right. Holy cow.
That is right. He does.
They went, hey, who's the best guy on our lineup?
We want him batting the most.
Let's give him the most times to bat.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
That's good for the fans. That's good for the fans. Probably not good analytically.
Well, it also makes you're in your seat. Especially if they're a road team.
How's that not good analytically?
Well, just because he has no
chance. Having more chances to bat would probably be good for analytics.
No, I disagree. Because then all the best players.
More chances to not get a hit.
Yeah, and that's true if you do it by batting average. The fact that he can't drive anybody in, it's a rally killer.
He doesn't have any ducks on the pond, right? Ken. And you want to have ducks on the pond.
But he's good at running. He steals a bunch of bases, so he's a duck on the pond for other hitters.
For who, though? For who?
But would you
just
rather...
because you can't name the Los Angeles Dodgers in their lineup.
No, I cannot.
Would you rather be a duck or a goose?
Well, if you're hitting all the home runs, you'd rather be a goose.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's not a hard... No, it's not. It's not a hard question. You would rather
should
be
all
the
best hitters, and have we been wrong all these years? Should all the best hitters
can you name
be
one
the
other 2 second trivia for a
well,
chance
the Guardians
to win nothing?
Did it for a while, and then Stephen Kwan didn't hit anything.
Name one other Dodger in the lineup.
Tito Ortiz.
You eventually, honestly, I bet
he
you
is
get
from
honestly.
California.
That's right.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie is there.
Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy. He's in there.
Mike Piazza.
Gavin Lux.
Ooh.
Which is always going to remind me of the nightclub in Akron. Is that still open? Did I ever tell you guys the fishbowl story about that place?
Oh, I hope you do.
A fishbowl story?
No, they had this drink for $12 called the fishbowl. And my buddy Brian was like, hey, you're going to meet this girl. She's really nice, if you know what I mean. That's the way he talked. I was like, okay, great. Because I was like getting over a breakup in college. I was like, great, I'll go out with her. And... We were all there. I was buying her fish bowls, and I turned around, and she was making out with another guy after I bought like $60 worth of fish bowls. And she looks at me and goes, thanks for the drink, and took off.
Now that I've heard it, Ken, I know you've told me that story at least 10 times.
Brian comes up to
That's
me
a great
puts
story,
his arm
though.
Around. I told that story just the other day to somebody else, and Brian comes up to me and puts his arm around me. He's like, hey, you know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. You know, what you going to do? What you going to do? Take more swings. That's what you're going to do. Big Yankee fan, Brian.
That's
good
why
guy.
You hit leadoff.
Around the AFC North coming up next on